Good evening, Audio Boo. And it really is a good evening. Once again, I'm in the glorious Peak District. I have to call it glorious. You do understand that, don't you? Because if you could see what I am seeing right now, you would definitely call it glorious too. So check out the image for the boo. I'm with my good friend, Ray. Say hello, Ray.
Hello.
And we're on Bamford Edge.
A-up.
We're from Derbyshire, so... A-up. A-up, Audio Boo. How's the going? Is there rate? Hi. So, we're in Derbyshire. And I can see Yorkshire. I'm just sticking my fingers up at Yorkshire right now. No, but we are in Derbyshire. We're safely in the boundary of the Derbyshire. Yeah, we're fine here. We're on Bamford Edge. And for those that don't know, Bamford Edge is obviously just up from the village of Bamford, to the south of the Lady Bower Reservoir. So at this moment in time, I'm standing right on Bamford Edge itself and looking down at an amazing view. I'm looking down at Lady Bower Reservoir, the Ashopton Viaduct. Directly in front of me now, off to the west, is an amazing sunset. One of the best I've ever seen. A nice layer of cloud really high up, and then we've got a bunch of cloud that's quite low, and it's adding some awesome colours as the sun's going down. Off to the west I can see Wynn Hill. Further in the distance I can see Mam Tor. I can see the majestic looking mass of Kinder Scout. Right in the distance off to the north I can see Bleaklow. I can see Derwent Edge. It's just an amazing vista from this position. Obviously I'll ignore to the southwest, I'll ignore the quarry that's in the Hope Valley. We'll ignore that, won't we, Ray?
Yes.
It really is an eyesore. We were just contemplating earlier on, how long will that place exist? I'm assuming it's... Well, no, I won't assume. I don't know what they do there. But to me, it just looks horrible. It doesn't destroy the view, but... It doesn't add to it, put it that way. And obviously, as I can see the Hope Valley, I would just like to give a quick shout and a quick how are you, my friend, to Paul O'Mahony over there in Cork, in Ireland. Spoke to Paul many a times about the Hope Valley and this sort of area. But it really is beautiful. So I've set the GoPro on the edge of the cliff and it's recording a nice time lapse of the sun going down. It's taking a picture every second. Maybe one picture every second is a bit of a overkill, but the video will look amazing. So I thought it's a perfect moment really to report in to my friends at Audio Boo. I am still listening and I do feel guilty that I'm not contributing as much as I'm consuming. Audio Mo seems to be going well. I will stick in, for good measure, the hashtag Audio Mo for this. But to say I've just started an Audio Boo, I really am speechless. Ray and I are here tonight just to relax, really. We've got the bivy bags with us, and we're going to camp up here. So all that basically is we've got our sleeping bags, our roll mats, blow-up mattresses, and the bivy bag is just a sleeping bag cover, waterproof, and that's it. And we're going to sleep under the stars, somewhere in the vicinity of Bamford Edge. Wild camping, I guess you could call it, because we're not on a campsite, and we are in the elements, but obviously just down in the Derwent Valley there, the upper Derwent Valley, we've got obviously Bamford itself. I can see the Yorkshire Bridge Inn. And if I head further along the cliff itself, the little cliff that we're calling home for this evening, I can see down towards Hathersage. And the Derwent Valley weaves nicely around down towards Chatsworth. I suppose you could call this a micro-adventure. Hashtag micro-adventure. Phil, Rick, we are bivvying. And it's going to be a great night. We've just had 4 days of basically car maintenance, haven't we, Ray?
Yes.
We've serviced Ray's M3 BMW and sprayed the wheels and just made it look awesome. And I've serviced my trusty Citroen C4. I'll tell you something, they really do make it hard on the newer cars. My car is around about 5 or 6 years old. They've really made it hard for the DIY mechanic, in inverted commas, like myself, to maintain them. Taking off all manner of different like plastic covers and to change the air filter. This is off tangent, this real tangent this is. But to change the air filter on my Citroen C4, I had to take off the wipers, the panel just below the windscreen. I had to take off numerous bits. And on Ray's car, all you basically do is take the lid off the air filter housing.
German engineering
at its finest. What year is yours? Is a 2000,
yes.
M3. Oh, can you hear the noise?
Oh, it's gone off.
Oh, it's gone off. That was... I felt like I was in Rohan then, Ray. Ray's text message tone is... the awesome bit of music from the Lord of the Rings trilogy by Howard Shore. Goes quite well, actually, with the view. Because if I look off towards the east, I can't quite see Stanage Edge because we've got the sprawl of Banford Moor rising to obscure Stanage. But it does look like Rohan. So if you could be a character in Lord of the Rings, who would you be?
Aragorn.
Obviously. Ray is a Lord of the Rings connoisseur.
Yes.
If you could live in any part of Middle Earth, where would it be? Would you live in the Shire, or would you live
in
Rohan?
Yeah, Edoras is quite nice.
Edoras is quite nice. Also, yeah.
Like Bree though, because Aragorn's in the Prancing.
The sign of the Prancing Pony.
Yes.
Yes. We've got a few traditional ales tonight, just to enjoy the sunset with. And I could just imagine sitting in the Prancing Pony. It would remind me of the Old Poets' Corner, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's about as close as we can get. The Old Poets' Corner is our favourite pub. And it's a nice old pub with wood floors. It's just idyllic sort of surroundings. And I dare say, do you reckon they've got a micro brewery at the Prancing Pony in Bree? Do you think they would have? I think they probably would have. So Ray and I have just come up here to relax, really. It's just perfect, a perfect evening. And it's going to be a great night. And the forecast is for an amazing sunrise in the morning. I keep using all these grand and splendid words, but if you were here right now, I think you'd be doing the same. I need to contribute more to Audio Boo. I've been spending too much time on video, and I was about to say I miss my Audio Boo friends, but you are still in my ears. You will be over the weekend because I'm at work tomorrow night, and I'll be listening to you all, catching up with a week's worth of Audio Mo and a week's worth of your lives. So keep them coming, because I'll keep listening. Right, with 20 seconds to go in my 10-minute limit, I'll say goodbye from the glorious, I repeat, glorious Peak District. Vast, glorious, amazing, splendid, perfect, blissful. There we go, I've used them all now. Bye for now.